Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The leader of Iran has now again questioned whether or not the Holocaust actually happened. That's right. In the 21st century, you have leaders of these countries, particularly Iran, that continue to question whether the Holocaust ever occurred. And obviously, if they question that it simply never occurred or that it was the Jews' fault, then guess what? If you say it never occurred, or if it did occur, it had to be the fault of the Jews, the only reason you would do that is because of your anti-Semitic ideology, because you'd want to see it happen again. That's the problem with Iran and these radical Islamic leaders. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, here again, the Ayatollah Khomeini. Thanks, obviously, to President Jimmy Carter. This guy is in power because Jimmy Carter refused to support our ally, the leader of Iran, who was pro-America, pro-Israel in 1979. He was overthrown, and the Ayatollah ultimately came into power, and it became very anti-Israel, anti-American, anti-West, anti-Judeo-Christian values. And it has been a threat to the Middle East and to the rest of the world. Now this leader is saying in a video that has been released on YouTube that he goes and says this, speaking about the Holocaust. He says, quote, "It's not clear whether the core of this matter is reality or not. Even if it is reality, it's not clear how it happened. This is the ignorance that exists in today's world. We should be awake. Muslims should know that we can stand up against the ignorance." Unbelievable statements, but not surprising from this individual leader, as well as the other one, the other president of Iran.
No, it's not surprising at all. And this is Iran, whose highest officials and the Ayatollah and others very, very publicly, as negotiations, if you want to call them that, are ongoing with President Obama, deciding whether or not he's going to give the world's number one state sponsor of terrorism $150 billion of you know, taxpayer money, not to mention the capability to wipe Israel off of the map with nuclear weapons, which it has already threatened to do. And let's not forget that Iran has also threatened the United States of America in the past with nuclear weapons. It is surprising that he would have the gall to suggest that the Holocaust never happened or that it didn't happen the way, you know, history has revealed clearly, unequivocally, irrefutably that it happened. But what is surprising is that we have a president that seems to be proud about the fact that he is doing business with the world's number one sponsor of terrorism that would love nothing more than to wipe Israel off the face of the map.
Yeah, here's part of this speech from the Ayatollah Khomeini, and I'll just read from it. This is his words recently delivered on Iranian TV. And it says this: who assists the fake Zionist regime? Who supports them? Who clears the road for them? Who stands behind them? It is Western powers headed by America that are doing so. This is while they say in their slogans that they are opposed to terrorism and ISIS. They are lying. They say things that aren't true. This is ignorance. No one in European countries dares to speak about the Holocaust. While it is not clear whether the core of this matter is a reality or not, and even if it is a reality, it's not clear how it happened. And then he goes on, speaking about the Holocaust and expressing doubts about it is considered to be a great sin. He says, if someone does this, they stop, arrest, imprison, and sue them. This is while they claim to be supporters of freedom. This is the ignorance that exists in today's world. We should be awake. You, dear brothers, dear people of Iran, Muslims in the great Islamic Ummah, and officials in different countries should know that we can stand up against the ignorance. Now, what's the ignorance that he wants you to stand up against? Well, it's obvious. He wants you to stand up against Israel, the Zionist. He wants you to stand up against America, who are backing Israel. He wants you to stand up against people who say that the Holocaust actually occurred. And he wants you to stand up against people who say that even if the Holocaust did occur, it wasn't the fault of the Jews. It had to be the Jews' fault instead. So it's all the Jews' fault. They're the ones who brought on the Holocaust. They're the ones that got punished, deservedly so. That's what he wants you to stand up against, those kinds of things, and perpetuate that kind of anti-Semitism. This is the organization. This is the country. These are the leaders that are behind Iran. And he's not the only one who has done this. The president of Iran, Rafsanjani, has done the same thing. The leader of the Palestinian Authority has done the same thing, Mahmoud Abbas. Abu Mazen is his other name. He has, in his dissertation, questioned the existence of the Holocaust. This is the guy who's head of the Palestinian Authority in Israel. So these are the people that are out there whom we are negotiating with. These are the people we're propping up with our money. In Iran's case, releasing $150 billion, with a B, dollars, lifting sanctions, assuming that they're going to play nice. Obviously, you cannot trust them.
Well, and the question, though, is does this administration really assume that? I don't even know. I mean, this is the big secret here that's no longer a secret, that President Obama, clearly through his actions and words and deeds, has shown over and again that he is sympathetic to Islamists over one of our greatest allies, Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu understands this. The rest of the world understands this. That this president is hostile to Iran, that he has slighted, hostile to Israel. He has slighted Israel to the benefit of Islamist terrorist nations like Iran over and over again. I mean, what an affront to our great allies in Israel that this president would figure out a way to get them $150 billion in money in order to fund terrorism around the world against American citizens as well. It's just mind-boggling how this can even be unfolding in front of our very eyes, and that unfortunately no one seems to be willing to do anything about it.
Well, that's why we need another president rather than this one, who's done so much harm to so many areas of our country, both domestically and abroad. Voting elections do make a difference, so make sure that you have your vote really count for somebody you can trust. You know, the fact is that Liberty Council is a very strong supporter of Israel and the Jewish people. We have Christians in Defense of Israel, and we have a newsletter that I would encourage you to be a part of. We're going to be launching a new website later this spring. Christians in Defense of Israel. Right now, it's just CID Israel, CIDIsrael.org, CIDIsrael.org. Right now, it's just a single page, but we have a mail program, an email program. We want you to be involved in Christians in Defense of Israel. Later this year, we're going to be launching our television program. The working title is Why Israel Matters. We may change that title, but it'll be a series of 13 30-minute segments that we will air worldwide on the TBN television network, the fifth largest network in the world. That will be launched in August of this year. And we also have Covenant Journey. You can go to covenantjourney.org, covenantjourney.org. If you are a Christian college-age student who has leadership potential and has some level of interest in and support for Israel, then fill out an application to be considered on one of these Covenant Journey trips. The feedback from our students is that it's life-changing, that they read the Bible in color now rather than black and white, that it's transformative. It not only strengthens your Christian faith, but equips you and prepares you to be a goodwill ambassador and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. That's covenantjourney.org. There's nothing like it in the country. Also, I would encourage you to support these efforts, because for Covenant Journey, we underwrite everything for the student. We select some of the top students in the country. We have about 130 plus colleges and universities now represented from those who have gone on our Covenant Journey programs. And those individuals are underwritten by Liberty Council and our supporters. They only have to pay $500 the rest of the trip, all of the expenses to get to Israel, to come back, to stay there in hotels, three meals a day, tours, buses, everything completely covered by Liberty Counsel and our supporters and donors. So go to covenantjourney.org for more information, or lc.org, our parent website, for more information as well. Again, lc.org is our website, or covenantjourney.org specifically for the Israel program for college students. If you want to change the life of a college student, sponsor them to go to Israel.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.